This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Together we will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again.
After he has insulted everyone, more than half the population, by the way, immigrants, African Americans, Latinos, POWs, Muslims, women, he then launches an attack on our democracy, refusing to say whether or not he would accept the outcome of the election. Well, let's show tomorrow there will be no question about the outcome of this election.
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump in the final throes of their campaign. Trump has her beat as far as campaigning after the midnight hour at Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's where he is. Some of you are listening to us there. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. In fact, he tweeted out, it's unbelievable. Here we are. It's Tuesday, November 4th at 12:30. In Grand Rapids, Michigan. So that was the final rally, a 2 mile long line entering that rally for Donald Trump, a massive crowd. Tomas in Michigan, who often calls this show, called us excitedly in a previous hour to tell us what that was like and how crazy the crowds were. And in fact, Tomas, who said, how do you count the heads? It is tough, but the line was absolutely long, as people have now sent me confirmation of thousands upon thousands of people that were there in Grand Rapids to get inside for a glimpse of Donald Trump. So he trumps her as far as campaigning the latest. There's no doubt about that. Will it pay off? In Michigan, there's a good chance that it will pay off. Those in the know, looking at the electoral numbers, think that Michigan is up for grabs and could be Donald Trump's. It does come down to numbers, because that's where we are at this point. Who's going to have the most numbers in the end? And that will ultimately be the winner of the presidential race and the person who will occupy 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I do think when we get to our next show that we will know who that person is going to be. I don't think this is going to be some dragged out scenario a la what happened with the hanging chads, if you go back to 2000 in Florida and Al Gore. And Bush, too. I don't believe that that will happen at all. It's just a question of where do the numbers fall? In whose direction do they fall? Rudy Giuliani says the Trump victory will blaze a path through Florida and Pennsylvania. And I'll tell you what, Florida is big. That is the big state, and it is definitely in play for either one of them. I think you can't call it for Hillary. You can't call it for Donald Trump. So Giuliani is right in saying that it's, he says, I think we're there. It's going to be close. It always is. It's going to be 2 or 3 points and we're going to win it. He said, I think we're going to win Pennsylvania. He said, we didn't have a candidate in the past who appealed to Pennsylvania on coal and steel and the return of the industry, but we do now. And the Second Amendment. And Giuliani, of course, has worked, with Trump on the campaign for months, has made a bunch of campaign appearances with him, and he told him that he thinks he's gonna win this one, that it's by a couple points, but that he'll win it. Final rally Grand Rapids. Wow. Interesting to see where this all ends up. I mean, geez, you have to say that. It has been a very long campaign season, hasn't it? I think people are just tired of this election and ready for it to wrap up. And we have really taken the magic eight ball and shook it in a lot of different directions. You know, when it used to come up, ask again later, it's an ask again later. Let's see where the votes fall. We had everything in this, though, didn't we? Three, what I would call rubber-necking kind of debates. Massive amounts of email and server debate. Debate over a wall, who's paying for it, and how many illegals we have in this country, and what are we going to do. And then healthcare somewhat. And for my money, healthcare is the big issue. I said it before. I've said it for weeks now. I feel the frustration of so many of you who email me and so many people that I bump into who don't understand why their premiums are sky high. How could that be? They don't even have anything that's like the coverage that they used to have. I can't tell you how many times I've been stopped and somebody has told me that. So let me tell you some of the numbers, the polls. Let's read the tea leaves that could be accurate or not. You could throw these leaves, I think, in any direction. But the Reuters Ipsos poll says this, with hours to go, that Hillary Clinton has about a 90% chance of defeating Donald Trump in the race for the White House. Her chances similar to last week's odds, according to them, despite the way the Trump people are feeling. Then we look at another poll that says, the New York Times poll says Trump and Clinton are tied in North Carolina. That they are tied, 44% each. Isn't this interesting? And how does that affect the other races? The governor's race there is tight, with Attorney General Roy Cooper overtaking the Republican rival, Governor Pat McCrory, by a single point. So that comes probably down to the wire. There are about 3 million North Carolina voters who comprise two-thirds of the likely electorate, and they have cast their vote. So that one, neck and neck. If you believe the Washington Post ABC election poll, tracking poll, they say Clinton is up 4 points. Oof, 4 points is a nothing burger. So isn't it interesting to see where we're coming in? I think Florida is key. Why are we always pointing to Florida? But I think it's key. The Rasmussen people said Florida could be the... be it in the race for Trump. And I agree. I mean, with the state so close, if he wins Florida, that's a big push over the top. Remember, you got to squeeze 270 electoral votes. That's what you got to get. That's what Trump is looking for, 270. That's the winning number. Think he does it? Think she wins? 855-266-5283.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use cell phones against our heads every day, but now a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
2, 3, 4. Ooh, 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 ooh. Well, my heart knows better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh, 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 ooh. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
All right, whose message resonates? Pink Delaney America tonight. A big reminder, we're going to take you everywhere tomorrow. Trump headquarters, Clinton headquarters, dipping into Ohio, some of the issues all over the place as we wait and see with bated breath what the ultimate outcome will be of this election. Who occupies 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? We shall see. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hi, Dan. How are you?
Hello, babe.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fat as a bear and fit as a fiddle.
That sounds good.
Okay. I'd like to thank Tomas and Everett and Grim and, of course, our beautiful woman, Izzy, whom we love, and a couple of callers that have called in that I didn't quite catch their name, but I will. Well, welcome them to the family. And as a commentator on this program, enjoy their participation, and I love that report from Tomas. That was just absolutely fabulous.
Right,
Tomas,
right
kudos,
there,
kudos,
yeah.
Kudos, brother.
Yeah,
all
right
the way,
there.
All the way. Now, I had one person said that she voted for Hillary, and I told her, curse upon thee. So that'll be the end of hers. And for Dixville Notch, may the snows of this winter bury you.
Okay? 8 people.
Yeah, well, you know how partisan I am. I mean, all the way, baby, forget you. All
mm-hmm.
right. Now, I think this is going to be a knockdown, drag-out, blowout. I think it's going to be the kind of election. They've called out all the surrogates from the left-wing Marxist Socialist Communist Party called Democrats that they can possibly come up with, and I don't think it's going to be anywhere near enough. I think you're going to see the damnedest landslide in history. I think it's going to be absolutely a Trump victory. I think he'll have 320 electoral votes. I think Hillary will almost have to be watched for a suicide watch afterwards. And I'm telling you, this girl is going to have to get out of the country, and so is Bill, because they cannot live on a pardon from Obama. Even afterwards, there'll be things that will keep coming up. There's just too much dirt there, and Trump is PO'd. He's going to be coming after her and Bill with tong and ply and hammer and the whole works. And it's going to be bloody, baby. It's going to be bloody. And Obamacare is history. When Trump gets in there, it's gone. We're going to do a cross the border where the people can go to the doctor they want to go to. And because of competition, the insurance companies will come back and play it straight this time instead of doing the crooked routine that they did with Obama. And we're going to have a good health care. Also, we're going to get law and order under control again. And we're going to start taking care of these slime balls that have been perpetrating these crimes against America and put them asunder. We're going to build a wall. Mexico is going to pay for it. If they don't, there'll be a tariff against them that will wipe them out financially. And we're going to round up all these illegals that have been creeping into the country, that Obama's been giving them sanctuary, and we're going to kick their butts out of the country. You're going to either come in legally or you ain't coming in, Jack. And as far as these Muslim suckers that want to come here from Syria, blah, 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 that isn't a religion. That is a bloodthirsty cult. And we need to say so and get rid of these no-good-nicks once and for all. Every country they've ever been in, they've taken over. We need to get them out of ours. Okay. That's
about all for me, babe. I let you get your moment in the sun there, Dan, in Texas. Oh, you have the familiar theme that you have. You're right. You've stuck to the whole time. I'll tell you what, boy, some of what you said, like sanctuary cities, I think is ridiculous. A head count of who's here, we have no idea. The fact that we didn't keep track of the visas was a big mistake the last time around. The student visas and coming in, we know it. There were things that were porous about it. But now it's, I mean, really, honestly, it's just about what the numbers are as to where we're headed. What's going to be different? What's going to change? You know, it's interesting. Trump has a 32-25 lead, by the way, in New Hampshire. So, you know, these are early. This is early voting and all of that. But I just think it's more. It's closer than what people think. I really do. I feel like so many others that have called the show, who are in the business. I think it's that close. I think it's that close. I really do. And how much money, I mean, think about this, the money that has been spent to run, to be president, $1 billion, that's what it takes to be president of the United States? Wow. Really? President of the United States, $1 billion? Man. Seems like a lot, doesn't it? By the way, I said we would do a mailbag, and we're pretty much out of time, so we won't even go to the clever, cool sounder we have. But I'm going to throw out a couple for you. We got this one from Steven, who says, Kate, I agree with you. Let's just go out and vote. I hope we have record voting numbers for you, because I know you've been talking about that for a long time on your show and how disappointing it is when people don't go out and vote and say, oh, it's a wasted vote, wasted nothing. If this is what it comes down to, the people have spoken, and let's make it happen. Then there was this one from Gary. I was so proud, Kate Delaney, that I was in line in my town of Sarasota last week doing the early voting, and there were a lot of people there. It just made my heart swell up with pride. I think I'd heard you say so many times, go out and vote no matter what. And I'm telling you, people in my area listen. They pay attention. They're out there voting. Then there's this one from Rachel, who says, Kate, if people only knew, as you have said before, what it's like to be in another country where they don't have the right to vote. I grew up in Russia, and let me tell you, there's plenty that you don't get to be a part of in Russia. And coming to the United States and becoming a citizen was my proudest moment in my life, and voting is something I will absolutely always, always do and make no excuses as to why I cannot vote. Then for a break in the action, something completely different. This one from Jake, listening to us in Austin. Delaney, did you see what happened with Steph Curry? He set a record. All right, so for people who don't know, Steph Curry is the superstar basketball player for the Warriors. He breaks an NBA single-game record, three-pointers, 13 of them, on Monday night. To know what that's like, go and stand pretty deep in a basketball court somewhere. I don't care how old you are. Take a grandson, a son, a whoever, a daughter, I don't know, anybody who has a basketball, go out there and try to shoot a three. That means beyond the arc, so you know. Look on the court, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Look for that arc. And then loft a couple of threes up and see where they go. To hit 13 is pretty incredible. And, of course, 46 points. Golden State beats New Orleans, but who cares about that win? A win is a win, but it's the fact that this guy is money. And he doesn't look like the prototypical athlete. So thanks for throwing that in. Here's one from Raja. Kate, when are we going to get back to talking about anything but this election? Let's face it, we know this whole week is going to be about analyzing what happened afterwards, isn't it? And for days to come, I'm sure that's going to be the conversation. What happened? What should have happened? What could have happened? What's happening on some of the issues that are so key to so many people, like healthcare? I agree with you. It's ridiculous that we have to go backwards in time instead of forward in time. Yeah, I mean, for so many, you remember it used to be the bennies. It was like, that was just the short word for benefits, the bennies. I don't think too many people push them that much anymore. The benefits, unless you get extra days off, I suppose. All right, thanks so much, Daniel, for his fine work. We're skipping stones to the other side as we re-rack you in a blast from the past. Get ready for election wall-to-wall coverage election day. We will sneak in our nail to score in our second hour of our next show. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The other day calls Obamacare the craziest thing in the world and then later tries to take it back, I'm sure, after the White House freaks out, which they did immediately on the horn trying to tell him to be quiet. And the first person I thought of is I cannot wait to talk to Megan Barth. She is the founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. And it's certainly she's nationally recognized. You see her on TV, you hear her on radio all over the place as a political commentator, and she's a great women's advocate as well. So, Megan, I couldn't wait to ask you this question. What did you think when you heard of Bill Clinton's comment?
And welcome home, Bill. I've been fighting against this monster since they started talking about it. If I was around during Ted Kennedy, I would have been fighting against it then, too. But this is what Republicans, conservatives, and most common-sense-thinking people knew was going to happen when the government thought that they were going to be able to deliver health care and take over one-sixth of the economy. Some were saying, do you understand what the DMV looks like? Well, that's what your health care exchange is going to look like. And we were exactly right. And this is Bill Clinton's problem. He's campaigning for Hillary Clinton, but it seems like he's campaigning for us. He keeps contradicting the Democrat talking points. Now, I don't know don't know if that's age or if he's just back to his old moderate ways. He's not really the leftist that his wife is. So we've been saying that it's going to fail, and it was destined to fail, and it sure is. I don't know if you realize this, but 16 co-ops have completely gone under, with Tennessee and Minnesota collapsing next.
Yep.
There are a handful of states, about a half a dozen, whereby the consumers of those states are only going to have one choice in health care insurance. And many of those choices are going to spike their rates, right? Because there is no competition. And United Healthcare, for example, is exiting 31 of the 34 exchanges in which they participated in, and Aetna is leaving 11 of its 15 states by the end of this year.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
what do we do? What do we do, Megan? What are all those people supposed to do? They used to have health care. Now they're it's in disarray. I've told this story on the air. I went to one of those the doc in the box things one time because I had like a weird infection. My doctor wasn't around. It was really seemingly no big deal. But when I was in the waiting room, I was listening to what they were saying to people, and it was like a la carte off the menu. Well, do you have $1,000 in your pocket to pay for that x-ray? I was like, wow, I can't believe it. And it's because I started to talk to people in the room, they don't even know what their coverage is, if they even have it.
Right, exactly. And there's another report that I talked about. They always talk about the women's vote.
Yeah.
Well, women in Arizona, especially Phoenix, under a Phoenix healthcare plan, will pay 122% more in premium next year. Women in Texas, 60% more. Women in New Mexico, 56% more. And this is already on top of the 20 to 50% more that they are paying within the last years. So I've been telling people, 2017, as predicted, is going to be an absolute bloodbath in the health insurance market. If you like your doctor, forget it. You either lost him or you're not going to be able to find him because no one's participating. All the insurance companies are absolutely bleeding mercilessly, and yet we're told by Hillary Clinton that everything's great, that Obamacare's just fine, it just needs a little tweaking. Well, her tweaking, of course, and this is what I've said from day one, Obamacare was destined to fail, it was designed to fail. Why? Because the plan, if you recall, was always a single-payer nationalized health care system. And that's what Hillary Clinton now has just floated, of course. And she says she will defend and expand Obamacare. Fantastic. Let's expand something that's a complete, utter failure. But her idea or solution to the mass exodus of insurance companies from the exchanges is just to institute a full-scale public option. Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, it's, I mean, again, just absolutely insane. And you're right, floating the single payer, that's like the sleight of hand. We know that, I mean, look, if Hillary Clinton were elected, that's what's going to have to happen, right? That's the whole idea, is to jam that down.
That was the whole idea from the get-go.
From the beginning, yeah, yeah.
If you recall the whole entire process, which Barack Obama told us that the American people just weren't interested in the process, yeah, we were. They were trying to pull the slaughter amendment. Obamacare did not pass with a single Republican vote. Not even Olympia Snow voted for Obamacare. And so the whole idea was to get the bureaucracy in place.
Yeah.
The 16,000 IRS agents, the bureaucracy within government in order to manage the new enrollees, which only maybe number 11 million of which who are the highest users of the system, and that is why these insurance companies are bleeding to death. And so, of course, the single-payer option was always the goal. And liberalism is incrementalism. They will take as much as they can get today, because the ends justify the means, which they will go after tomorrow.
Yeah, well said. I just thought it was hilarious that after all of that came out, and of course that was big news, he tried to clean up the criticism like we're talking about and said, look, the Affordable Health Care Act did a world of good and the 50-something efforts to repeal it, the Republicans have stated, were a terrible mistake. I don't think so. And, you know, he said at least, and I love this line, and it goes to everything you just said. With all those facts, at least we are providing insurance to more than 90% of our people. The problem is it's just not the doctor they want to go to, and it costs them an outrageous amount of money that they can't afford, right?
Yeah, great. Now, thank God you're getting some health care. You can't afford it, and you're seeing a warm body, but... You know, you're going to either have to take the red pill or the blue pill for that gangrene that's growing down your arm.
No kidding. It is so crazy. So we'll see where this goes. If I were Trump's campaign manager, and I think Kellyanne Conway is doing some good things, I would pounce all over this.
Well, it would be nice if the moderators would ask about Obamacare.
We have two debates now. And nothing.
And I was going to say, Kate, you can just keep interrupting me if you'd like and pull a cane.
Exactly. Well, maybe it'll come up this next time. We'll see, because that's exactly what I wanted to hear. I thought, boy, everyone in America wants to know what's happening there. We want to hear the thoughts. So maybe this will happen on Sunday. We'll see. What do you think happens on Sunday's debate? What do you think that's going to be like for Trump?
Well, if the moderator does not bring these things up, Trump needs to force the conversation.
Yep.
Trump needs to direct the debate. It's not the question that he's asked. It's the answer he wants to give. And so I think, and I hope that he's gotten some coaching on that, him not being a politician. In a debate, you never really answer the question. As a politician, you never answer the question. You answer the question you want asked. So he is going to have to introduce topics that Anderson Cooper simply won't want to talk about. Anderson Cooper is going to want to talk about the prostitute from Venezuela called Elisa Machado.
Yes.
Okay, that's where they're going to focus in order to paint Donald Trump as a sexist. So he is going to have to, you know, do some bobbing and weaving and not take the 2 minutes to defend himself. He simply has to talk 10 seconds in defense and then put Hillary Clinton on the offensive and make her answer for all of her failures and all of her lies that she has told consistently in the last 8 years as Madam Secretary or over the course of her lifetime as a civil servant. So hopefully Donald Trump will be on the attack this time, rather on the defense, and really expose the failures and the lies that the progressives have fed the American people during this administration and, quite frankly, as long as they've had or held any ounce of power.
Yeah. Megan Barth, ReaganBaby.com. Thank you so much. Good stuff.
Hey, Kate, thanks.
All right, so you just heard Megan there, and the one thing I completely agree with, you know, because here's the thing. I've said this before. Look, the pre-existing condition, that was the best thing that happened, right? Everything else has been insane. I've heard this from all of my friends, and it doesn't matter what their political persuasion. I have plenty of people that are lifelong liberal Democrats. I mean, really, really liberal Democrats, and then others who are on the opposite end of the spectrum. And here's the thing, they all agree about the Affordable Care Act, the confusion, the jump in the prices that they're paying, that they can't afford. And this, you know, they could be average middle-class people. So imagine you're struggling, you've got some sort of disease, and that's the thing. I know I've said this before, but I had a doctor friend said to me, who, by the way, is you know, a card-carrying member of the ACLU, and he said to me, the thing I tell, and he's done gracious things for all his patients because he's basically accepting little tiny bits of money for people who can't afford it because it's so discombobulated, but he says, listen, the best thing you can do is just stay healthy, which is the most ridiculous thing because he knows you can't always control your health. You can do things to eat healthier and be healthier in many ways, but there's no, you know, you could have a ticking time bomb inside you, and who knows? So it is infuriating. And it is interesting, though, for Bill Clinton, because in some ways I give him credit. This is his true feelings in what he's saying, that, wow, this is ridiculous, because he's hearing that from people. And people are telling him they're upset about their health care and how could this happen and how did the Democrats let that happen and what it was supposed to be so great, but that's not happening, and these exchanges are shutting down, and people are just simply confused. I hope they do bring it up in the debate. I want to hear what Clinton has has to say and what Donald Trump has to say. All right, stay with us, because coming up next, we're going to talk to Michael Dougherty about Julian Assange and what he has to release on Hillary Clinton and some other thoughts as well.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone. Before I met you, I'll break 1,000 more, baby. Before I am through, I wanna be yours, pretty baby. Yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad.
rich woman.
Went to see the Star Trek movie, and it's such a sad, sad story. Anton Yelchin, who plays Chekhov in Star Trek, I believe, terrible, terrible thing. He was crushed and killed in a freak accident at his home in California, and there's been a lot of conversation about this now because his parents filed a wrongful death suit and product liability, I should add, in there too, lawsuit against Fiat Chrysler in the Superior Court in Los Angeles. The suit is saying that the gear selector in that 2015 Jeep was defective and poorly designed and manufactured. How do you go about proving that? And I think this is definitely great that they brought up this lawsuit, and I wonder how tough it is, again, to, you know, with the burden of proof and going after, you know, an automaker, how long that takes, all that kind of stuff. So joining us now from Los Angeles is Robert Ryan. He knows of such things. He practices his litigation in these areas and, of course, in California, and focuses his practice now on representing people injured or killed in accidents. Robert, thanks so much for spending time with us.
Thank you very much for having me, Kate. It's a real pleasure.
So they filed this. Well, first of all, let's go back to the accident. When you're the attorney, you got to get every single little detail about what went into that accident, don't you? All the accident reports, everything that you can piece together to put the crime scene together, I'll say crime scene, put together the accident scene in the mind of the judge or the jury if it goes that far.
That's right. But unfortunately, in this particular situation, there are no known witnesses to the incident that led to Anton's death. All we know so far is that on the night of June 18th, he was supposed to meet some friends that evening and apparently had gotten into his 2015 Jeep Grand Cherokee in order to leave his property at his house in Studio City. When he did not appear for the scheduled meeting with his friends, they went over to his house and they found him pinned against a kind of corner column that anchored one end of his security gate with the Jeep pressed against his chest and his back against the column. LAPD investigators came to the scene and they determined that the vehicle was running, meaning the engine was on, and also that the transmission was in neutral. Now, it's important to note that Anton lived in a house that had a rather steep driveway, and so the supposition was that he had started the vehicle, had gotten out to go back into his house or to pick up something, and then by the time he came back, the vehicle had started to roll backwards, and somehow he got caught between the vehicle and the post, which led to his death.
Wow. So now you have all of that, and as you go after the product liability and the wrongful death, as an attorney, what do you have to do here to make this lawsuit viable, to win it, in other words?
Well, that's an interesting question. This scenario that I just outlined, for which is to some extent speculative about how this may have happened, is entirely consistent with a number of reported prior incidents involving that vehicle and that particular transmission. So let's step back a little here and talk about what the allegation is concerning the transmission in that Jeep model. It's something called a monostable E-shift, which is just a fancy name for a gear shift that doesn't actually move position to indicate that the driver has changed gears. I mean, we're all familiar with the gear shift in the middle of the console there that we unclick and rack in a slide, typically all the way forward for park and all the way towards us to drive. Now, those gear shifts were made in that fashion because the driver under those circumstances is actually mechanically changing the gears. Now, Now, vehicles, like so much other products in our lives now, have pretty much been taken over by computers. So the driver typically, and especially in this car, doesn't actually mechanically change the gears. Instead, that's done electronically. But you still have this gear shift there that actually doesn't move now in this particular one. And the allegation is that it doesn't provide the same type of feedback to the driver to confirm that, in fact, he successfully put the vehicle in park.
So when you take on a lawsuit like this, when you're the attorney, do you just buckle in and tell the people that this could be a really long, long day in court? Because I would imagine it takes a long time for this to go through.
Well, in a case like this, you have Fiat Chrysler, which is obviously, you know, a multinational auto dealer. They sell vehicles in over 50 countries. They're one of the largest automakers in the world, and they're one of the largest corporations in the world. So you can anticipate that you will have a very well-funded and vigorous defense. But from the attorney's perspective, when you think about taking a case like this, the first thing you want to know is, has it happened before? And the plaintiffs in this lawsuit, who are Victor and Irina Yelchin, the parents of Anton, under California law, because he was not married and had no children, they would be the people entitled to make a claim arising from his death. You look back and you see, what is the history concerning this particular transmission and other accidents? And here's where we have a couple of factors that might play very much in Victor and Irina's favor. And let me talk a little bit about what those are. In August of 2015, there's a division of the U.S. Department of Transportation. It's called the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA for short, began receiving complaints both over its website and from Fiat Chrysler, who by law is required to pass along such complaints, that people were reporting accidents occurring as a result of this type of transmission not successfully being put into park, and then the vehicles rolling away and causing damages and, in many cases, personal injuries. In February of 2016, NHTSA expanded its investigation to include all Fiat Chrysler models sold with this particular type of transmission, which at that time I think exceeded 900,000 vehicles registered in the United States. And NHTSA's investigation came to the conclusion that the design of this particular gear shifter was defective because it did not successfully advise the driver that the car might not have been put into park despite the driver's intention to do so, because the shifter didn't actually change physical position to indicate that. The only thing it did was there was a little light on the gear shift selector that lit up with a peak that was supposed to tell the driver that it was in park. Now, there were a couple of features that Fiat Chrysler built into it to try to alert the driver not to leave the vehicle if the vehicle wasn't in park. There's a bell that did a little ding-ding, and there's a light that flashed on the dashboard. But NHTSA determined that these safety features weren't enough to protect people who intended to leave their vehicle running but just weren't aware it was in neutral and not in park. Now, that led to a recall by Fiat Chrysler of this exact vehicle with this exact transmission. Unfortunately, a vehicle recall of that magnitude takes some time for an automaker to implement. If you think about it, first of all, they have to advise hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of vehicle owners of a problem. They have to schedule service times for all of those people to get their vehicles modified. But more importantly, what they have to do is they have to come up with a way to fix it. Now, it took Fiat Chrysler until June of this year to come up with a fix for this particular problem.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.